938 Live. 938 Live. Gets you talking. They are making a difference on 938 Live.
A couple of weeks ago, you would have heard me talk about a kindness movement that was happening online. It was the 14-Day Kindness Challenge, where every day for 14 days, participants would sign up online along with participants around the world to do one kind act per day. And then they'd go online and share how they did it and what they learned from it. Well, the 14-Day Kindness Challenge just wrapped up yesterday. There were over 800 participants who signed up for the event, 100 of which signed up in the first 24 hours. What kindness acts did people engage in? And just what did they learn from it? Well, I speak to the woman who founded the 14-Day Kindness Challenge, Celestine Chua, from online platform PersonalExcellence.co.
There were a range of activities with one activity every day. So it ranged from as simple as giving a hug to someone you see on the first day. And then there were other acts like giving up your seat to someone, writing thank you notes to people you appreciate, or making a donation, picking up litter, being kind to someone you dislike, and so on.
Wow, so what did some of the people who did these acts, what did they share about their experiences? Any good stories to tell us?
Definitely, there were many amazing stories and some that really resonated with the heart. For example, on day 12, the task is actually to forgive someone. So the participants went really deep in the task. For example, one participant shared that he had actually had a lifelong resentment for his father, who actually let his family down and basically did things wrong to him and his family members. So took to the task to really think about what is his resentment with his father. And at the end of the day, he decided that he's finally ready to forgive his father. So that was really a very heart-wrenching post. And in a sense, it also provided liberation for him. Another example would be on day 6, the task is to talk to someone you normally don't talk to. So some of the participants shared how they realized that perhaps they had been too selective in how they decide to connect with people, because the task got them to move forward, move beyond their comfort zone, and talk to people they normally don't talk to. And this helped them to foster new friendships and find commonalities with people they thought they wouldn't connect with. Another task which I would love to mention is day 9, on writing a letter to someone who made a difference in your life. One of the participants actually was very touched by our ex-president, F.R. Nathan, and he wrote the letter to him and personally delivered it to him.
Personally? That's amazing.
Yes, exactly.
Wonderful. I mean, some of these heart-wrenching and heartwarming stories were not only shared, I'm sure other people were reading about it and commenting as well. That's the power of online social platform. So what were other people learning from these experiences, I wonder?
It was amazing, the interactions. As the participants shared their stories, other participants were reading and also learning from the stories that they were sharing. So, for example, when the participants read other people's stories, they sort of got ideas on what they should do. Day 1, with the hugging, some participants really went all out and hugged everyone they saw. So participants were reporting, say, hugging over 20 people, which then inspired other participants to hug more people in their lives and realize that, hey, I can actually do more rather than just settling for hugging one person.
Celestine, this must have made you feel really good as well, having started this whole movement, after all, being a grassroots-led event. I wonder, how did it affect you personally when you read some of these stories?
It was so touching. For example, when I read especially the stories on day 12, forgiving someone, how the participants really went deep and started forgiving the people in their lives whom they have been bearing resentment towards and they didn't know, and really just letting go of the rock in their hearts. Some people talked about forgiving themselves for the faults that they have caused in their lives. And other simple activities in the other days, for example, giving flowers to someone, how they did the act and brought smiles to the people in their lives. It was just so amazing. It just shows that when we really want to initiate and bring kindness to people, we can do it. Just one act a day. It's just a matter of really learning to integrate that act into our lives.
Celestine, congratulations on all the success. I wonder, now that we've wrapped up the 14-Day Kindness Challenge, do you think you're going to bring it back anytime soon?
Definitely. I think there's definitely potential in making this an annual challenge. The response has been tremendous. Over 800 participants, that's not a number that I expected. So I definitely think that we'll be bringing the initiative back next year. And who knows, maybe we'll hit more than 1,000 participants this time.
I do hope so, indeed. I was just speaking with Celestine Chua, founder of the 14-Day Kindness Movement and from the online platform Personal Excellence. Find out more about her at personalexcellence.co. I'm Daniel Martin for Making a Difference on 938 Live.
They are making a difference on 938 Live.